confident to the basket, draws contact. He'll get the hoop at arm. Terry attacks off the dribble. His shot good in paint.
The stage is set. The players are ready. The fans have filled the stands. It's time to play some basketball. Today's game on WAXI is presented by
the Fountain Trust Company, Ron Construction, Andrews Heating and Cooling, Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, Futurex Industries, Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Clark Chevrolet, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Ryan Luce State Farm Insurance, Valley Pro Construction, WTHI TV 10, Diverter Funeral Home, and Wallace Law Offices.
Welcome back to Riverton Park High School. Now for the starting lineups. Has already started, and Jake, I believe you have the starters for tonight's contest.
Yes, for the visiting Duggar Bulldogs, we have at forward number one, Blake Simpson, a junior. Another forward, number two, Ben Dobbins. Number 22, Alex Harbaugh, a senior. And two guards, number three, Braden Robertson, a senior. And number four, Mason Boyd, a senior. For the Riverton Park Panthers, they will be starting tonight. Their bigger lineup, they'll have three guards, two forwards. One guard, number one, junior Brandon Hazard. The other guard, number four, Pearson Barnes, a sophomore. Number 22, Jonathan Barrasco, a junior. Number 30, Garrett Lawson, a junior. And number 54, Logan Harrison, a junior. That's your starting lineup for the night. Looking forward to a great game.
Thanks, Jake. We'll get set. Duggar will be in their traveling black, trimmed out in old gold and white. Riverton Park. Looks like some newer uniforms. White and trimmed out in burgundy and navy. Panthers will work left to right on the radio dial. Once again, looking for their first win on the year. Currently 0-5, 0-1 in Wabash River Conference play. It'll be Barnes and Dobbins. Tip control by Barnes into the backcourt. Hazard will retreat to pick up the ball. He'll run the offense in the first possession for the Panthers. And they open up with a flex offense. Good ball movement out front. Good work without the basketball. Now Hazard in paint. Ducks in between a couple players. Off glass. His shot good. Nice move. We saw a lot of that against South Vermillion in the bank.
A lot of good movement there by Riverton Park. A lot of guys very active, flex offense, and enjoyable offense to watch when it's ran correctly. And Riverton Park executed well there.
Duggar in no hurry with the basketball. Boyd works to his right. Sends it out near the 10-second line. Robertson will reset the offense. Crossover dribble in paint. Kick on baseline. Jumper by Simpson's too hard. Ball loose. There's a scramble. It's picked up by Robertson. He fires a shot. No good. Rebound Boyd. Boyd's put back. Won't go. Another put back for Duggar. Dobbins' shot won't go. It's finally rebounded by Lawson. And he is fouled from behind. Foul will be on Dobbins, but good work on the board by Duggar. I believe four opportunities in that possession, although they come up empty. And Park with a 2-0 lead, a minute 15. Into the ballgame. This possession is going to be a weave offense. Hazard on the baseline to Barrasco. Ball gets reversed. Barnes with the jumper. It won't go. An offensive rebound for Harrison. He'll shoot the ball out front to Barrasco. Now the Panthers get back into the flex. Barnes had a pretty good look for three. Elects not to shoot the ball. Now he's going to fire it this time. A lot of arc on the ball, but just enough. He rattles it home. Panthers lead 5-0.
Great patience by Riverton Park. They ran weave action to start off that possession. Didn't get anything. Ran the flex offense. Barnes got an open look. Hit the jumper.
You have to like the fact, Jake, that they're willing to make the extra pass in that possession. Barnes had a pretty good look one time earlier, but a couple of extra passes before he finally nailed the three. Basket in paint by Dobbins. Gets Duggar on the scoreboard. 5-2 ball game. Panthers in no hurry. Lost it outside the three-point line. Across the lane to Verosco. Back to Barnes. Hazard with the cut. Drive, kick. Lawson has a good look at three. It won't go. Weak side rebound picked up by Robertson. He'll dribble it into the front court. Slow things up. Set the offense for the Bulldogs. Ball comes near side to Simpson.
Duggar's going to four out one in offense here, Jim. Trying to isolate that post. Good move by Boyd. Hits a jumper.
Really a nice shot by Boyd. Took the contact. Knocks down the jumper. Barnes tries to pick up his second three-point field goal. It's off the heel of the rim. Rebounded by Duggar. Once again, it's Robertson on the point. He just steps on the midcourt line for an over and back. And Jake, as a coach, those are the kind of mistakes that are very, very frustrating.
Turnovers. Usually when you look at a basketball statistic, see who won the game inside the game, you look at the turnovers, the rebounds, and the free throws. And so definitely the coach for Duggar doesn't want that to happen here tonight.
Yeah, that was not created by the defense at all. Nice drive by Barnes. He gets the basket. He drew the contact as well. Foul is on Simpson.
His first. Bucket was good.
So Pearson Barnes, 5 points here in the opening quarter. Free throw won't go. Rebounded by Duggar. Barnes kind of came into his own during the Banks tournament. Jake really didn't get a lot of minutes the first night, but played so well that he worked his way to the starting lineup night two. And I would guess from that point on, he probably has been in the starting lineup. Shot by Duggar, won't go. Rebound for the Panthers. Post feed to Harrison. Harrison with the right hand. His shot good. Good offense by Riverton Park. They lead 9-4, 3:30 to go in our opening quarter.
Good execution so far by Riverton Park in the offensive set. They've been led by Barnes here. Definitely a great athlete as a sophomore. A spectacular baseball player, Jim. And Riverton Park got a turnover there. Running the break.
Barnes open for three. This one won't go. Rebound to Harbaugh. Robertson comes near side to Dobbins. Defense is about 15 feet off of him. Finally able to get the ball to Boyd. Boyd's going to take a deep three. He buries it. Not sure what the relation might be, but there have been some awful good basketball players from that Duggar area with that last name. That was a deep three. Draws Duggar to within two at 9-7. Substitution for Riverton Park. Alex Atkinson, 6'4 junior. We'll see his first action. Boyd to Dobbins. And he's going to draw the contact and foul from Hazard. Little screen out front. Hazard tried to step out and take the lane away. Official says too much contact. Ball comes into Boyd. He puts a shot up. It won't go. Rebound to Harrison. Outlet to Verosco into the front court. On the baseline, spin move by Barnes. Back to Verosco. Jonathan will slow things down. Shoots the ball to Atkinson at the free throw line as he works up the right side of the lane. He's called for shuffling the feet. B.J. Hopton will replace Barnes for Coach Simmons. B.J. to this point. Duggar team that's not been in much of a hurry. Currently 1-6 on the year, and it's a kickball on the far side. Duggar will take the ball out of bounds underneath their basket. Ooh. Comes into Boyd outside the three-point line. He'll back up in between the circles, come near side. Robertson loses control of the ball, taps it out to Simpson, Simpson back to Robertson. Duggar's one win on the year came against Evansville Christian, 55-53. I believe that was in the Columbus tournament. Shot off of drive by Harbaugh, goes over the top of the rim. It'll be Riven Park basketball. Take a look at teams that Duggar have played. Columbus Christian, Tecumseh, Columbus Christian again, Evansville Christian, Madison Christian, Bloomingdale Homeschool, North Vermillion, and at Riverton Park. So, for the most part, their schedule is against private schools. Good drive by Hazard. Foul will be on Robertson. That will send Hazard to the free throw line. He'll get two. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 North of Belmore. Your hometown proud, IJ stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. WTHI coverage you can count on. And Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Brandon splits a pair at the free throw line. Lead to three at 10-7. Panthers extend pressure out to the 10-second line. Boyd, turnaround jumper from 15 won't go. Rebound Atkinson. He'll hand the ball off to Verosco. Jonathan will work up the right side. Crossover dribble. His jumper in the lane won't go. Good rebound by Dobbins. And it goes through the hands of Simpson. He's fortunate he's able to track it down before it goes out of bounds. We're under a minute here in our opening quarter. Robertson reverses back to his right. Dobbins at the free throw line. Puts it on the floor. Spins around. Has a shot blocked by Harrison. Hopped into the basket off glass. Is good. Hopton gets the basket, but it all starts on the defensive end. Harrison with a nice block, Jake. Not only does he get a nice block, but he does a good job of keeping the ball in play, allowing his teammates to corral the ball and get in transition.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he's had a good effect in this game so far, three rebounds, doing a great job inside the paint, has scored a bucket already. But excellent job there. He had the opportunity maybe to – he could have swatted the ball out of bounds, but he definitely swatted it in play, led to a fast break for the Panthers. That's something they want to do is definitely score in transition.
Travel out front on Atkinson. As Panthers were in their weave offense. Clock inside of 10. Duggar with the basketball. You think it would be in Boyd's hands quite a bit. He shuffled the feet. He got away with it. Puts a tough shot up. It won't go. Rebound by Verosco. We played 8 minutes. Panthers with a 5-point lead. 12-7. We'll be right back for second quarter action on 104.9 WAXI.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, All-Stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even All-Stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to Riverton Park High School. Jim Foster, Jake Weber. Busy night of high school basketball on the wall by Spalling. Cloverdale's on the road to Brown County, and interesting game there. Cloverdale 1-5, Brown County 0-6, but Brown County coached by John Burning, who was the head coach at North Vermillion for two seasons. I don't think things started out at North Vermillion all that well either, but was able to turn things around and get his style of play implemented pretty quick, especially later in the season. The Falcons proved to be a very, very good basketball team, two sectional titles in his time spent there at North Vermillion. Well, turnover by each team to start this quarter. Score remains 12-7 in favor of the Panthers. Robertson to Boyd. To Dobbins at the free throw line. As he puts it on the floor, he's fouled by Atkinson. Fountain Central's at Attica tonight. Indian Creek at Edgewood. Linton and Shackamack battle. North Central at Park Heritage. Northview at North Putnam. South Putnam at West Vigo. Sullivan at Greencastle. Terre Haute South at South Vermillion. And at Western Boone at Southmont. All of those boys' games. We'll get to the girls' schedule here in just a minute. Ball comes into Robertson. On baseline to Simpson. Back to Robertson. Now they send it into the post. Dobbins turnaround jumper. It won't go. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Hopkins. Hurries it into the front court. Good retreat on defense by Duggar. Forces the Panthers to slow things up. Get in our half-court offense. Near side. Lawson with the basketball. He'll shoot it out front to Kyle. Now Atkinson up the right side. His shot won't go, but he is fouled. I believe it will be on Babb. That'll be his first. This will be Atkinson's first trip to the free throw line. We'd like to thank Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center in the Rockville IGA, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, and Park County REMC. The Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Well, Atkinson comes up empty at the free throw line. Low scoring contest. 5-point lead for Riverton Park. 12-7. We've played about a minute and a half in quarter number two. Ball goes to Dobbins. Likes that spin move, but he's going to be called for. Now, I thought they were going to call him for shuffling the feet, Jake, but he's going to get bailed out with a foul. They'll say it was enough contact. Foul on Lawson.
Lawson, number 30, his first.
I don't disagree that there was some contact, but I thought he shuffled the feet.
Yeah. Dobbins liked that spin move, and he's shown he's been pretty effective of getting a shot with that move.
Bibb takes the inbound pass, fadeaway jumper in paint, comes up empty. Verosco, I believe his first shot of the ball game. It's a three, it's short. Rebound Boyd. Near side, Bibb with the basketball. He'll dribble to his right, picks it up after a couple, able to get the ball to Robertson. Crossover dribble. Robertson to the basket. He is stripped by Kyle to remain Duggar basketball. Well, you scored 70, so I'm assuming in your ball game against Duggar, Jake, you probably tried to push tempo a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you pressure in the full court?
Yes, we tried to pressure the full court, especially in the second half. So we started to get going offensively in the second quarter against Duggar. It was pretty a neutral first quarter for us. But speeding up the tempo, causing turnovers, and that could be something Coach Simmons might look to here in the second quarter or even maybe the start of the third quarter after halftime, maybe an adjustment that he might make.
We've played over 2 minutes here in quarter number two. Still waiting for the first score. Kyle brings it in to Verosco. Roscoe fakes the handoff, drives baseline, shut off, kicks to Barnes. Barnes puts it on the floor, drives to the basket, puts the runner up. His shot good.
Barnes for two.
Pearson Barnes leads all scorers with 7. He has half of the Panthers' output here in the first half. Ball goes into the post. Dobbins, once again, it's that spin move. It's a nice move. He finishes this time.
He's been able to get a shot pretty easily using that move. He just hasn't made as a high frequency as he would like. He's had 2 buckets out of 5 attempts here in the first half. But he's definitely got a shot, the shot he's wanted.
Jonathan on the drive to his right. We're going to give him 2 shots. His first trip to the free throw line. We'd like to thank Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga. Walsh Law Offices in Covington and at Clinton. And the Overpit Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and at Covington. Jonathan good on the first free throw. Hazard will return to the lineup for Coach Simmons. Girls action tonight of interest. Cloverdale at Brown County. Crawfordsville at North Montgomery. Fountain Central at Attica. Northview at North Putnam. South Putnam at West Vigo. And Sullivan at Greencastle. 2 for 2 at the free throw line for Verosco. 7-point lead. Matches the largest of the night. 16-9. Post feed to Bibb. Bibb draws a double team. Nice pack on the weak side to Dobbins. Shuffled the feet, however. Nice pass by Bibb down on the post. He drew a double team. And as the double team came from the weak side, he sent the pass from where the defense had vacated. Had Dobbins for an easy one. I think Dobbins kind of hesitated a little bit, expecting something to rotate from the weak side, causing him to shuffle the feet.
Dobbins has been pretty active on both sides. They're showing some good defense here, help side defense. Very active player for the Bulldogs.
Foul will be on Robertson. That'll be his 2nd. 6th on the team. That'll bring in a quick substitution for Coach Kinnaman. Roscoe back to the free throw line. He makes the first. He's 3 for 3. We'd like to thank Ryan Moose, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville and Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Internet and phone, Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. 4 for 4 for Jonathan. All 4 of his points from the line. Now a 9-point lead for the Panthers, 18-9, 4:30 to go in quarter number 2. Bibb works on the baseline, kicks the ball to Harbaugh. Harbaugh shot off the mark. Battle in the paint between Dobbins and, I believe that was Lawson. They'll say last touch by the Panthers. Pass out front to Robertson, has the ball poked away. He's able to track it down. Comes near side to Simpson. His post feed over the top of Big. Picked up by Hazard. Hazard will go coast to coast. Lays it in. They're going to say he charged. Good position by Robertson. That will be foul number 2 on Brandon.
I think that one could have gone either way. The defender was definitely sliding over. Got in good position, but Hazard went on the side. Could have got an and one there. Tough call to make. Referee decided to collect the charge.
Robertson drives, pulls up, rattles the jumper home. Gets the lead to 7 at 18-11. Top of the key, Kyle. In the post to Harrison with the left hand. Rolls off the rim. Rebound Bibb. His outlet pass to Robertson. Into the front court. Simpson fires a deep 3. He knocks it down. Been very quiet offensively. Jake quite surprised he took the shot, but he knew what he was doing. In transition, Kyle can't get the jumper to go. However, the ball was touched by Dobbins. It'll remain Panther basketball.
Hey, great shot by Simpson. Didn't expect that one. That was from deep range. That was the 2nd 3 the Duggars made this half. He and Kyle just matched it, though, 3 in the corner.
A mistake defensively. as Duggar does not rotate out on Kyle. They leave him wide open, and Boyd buries the three. He's going to go to the free throw line for a four-point opportunity. The foul is on Barnes. You know, interesting enough, Jake, these are a good 3 to 5 feet behind the three-point line.
That was
good at the free throw line, completes the four-point play. Coach Simmons uses a timeout. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be right back. Panthers with a three-point lead, 21-18 on 104.9 WAXI.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Park High School, three-point lead for the Panthers, Jake. About three possessions ago, it was a nine-point lead, but some nice shooting. I guess 7 points in two possessions for Duggar. Three-point field goal, the three-point field goal, and free throw. Kyle back-to-back field goals for the Panthers. Lead back to 5, 23-18. Ian Kyle, nice work off the bench tonight. Boyd with the basketball and a dribble guarded by Hopton. Back cut to Robertson. Jumper up. Won't go. Ball loose. Picked up by Harbaugh. He's open for three. It's an air ball. Robertson with the rebound. Back to Harbaugh. To the basket with the left hand. Shot won't go. Say there was enough contact to send him to the free throw line. On Harrison, I believe that will be foul number two. Now they're showing one on the board. Free throw by Harbaugh off the mark. Awesome will replace Barnes. I'd like to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Park Chevrolet in Cayuga. Harbaugh, one of two at the free throw line. Cuts the lead to four, 23-19. 2 minutes, 30 seconds to go before half. Invite you to stay tuned to our Clark Chevrolet, the Verta Funeral Home Halftime Show. Both of those businesses located in Cayuga. Nice move by Harrison. Worked to his right, drop step to his left. Shot rolled around, hung on the back of the rim, finally fell through. On the baseline, Simpson sends it out front to Boyd. Fires a three. It's good. Good defense right there by BJ. He's in his face. You can't do much more than that. For Boyd, that's his third three-point field goal in the first half. Kyle with another bucket. Off the dribble, works to his left. Knocks one down from about 12 feet. Dobbins, spin move, gets the defense in the air, throws the ball up. And he went into the defense instead of fading away to Ben Good. Hopton's going to pass. He's going to get a beautiful pass on the backside. I believe that was Verosco with the dime. And that's going to see. Dobbins is going to head to the bench. Some contact on that last play. I believe the glass has scratched his face. There's a little bit of blood they're going to have to get cleaned up. Boyd with the basketball at the free throw line bid. From 15, his jumper comes up way short. It'll be Panther basketball at 106 in quarter number two.
You know, Duggar has shown some good patience, good spacing on the offensive side of the ball, and knocking down some shots, keeping it close to a nice pass.
That's a very good half-court set by the Panthers. Another assist to Verosco. Harrison on the receiving end gets the bucket in paint, uncontested. Got a nice screen in the middle of the lane. The turnover, Duggar. On the move, Hopton. Pulls up, handoff for Roscoe. A lot of contact, no call. Harrison with the putback, good. So it looks like it's going to be a good close to the half for the Panthers. They have run the lead up to 11, their largest of the ball game, 33-22. Foul on the floor will be on Lawson. That'll be the team's seventh, the second on Garrett. And that will send Boyd to the free throw line. Free throw is good. We'll get it all figured out at halftime, but an educated guess would say Boyd is probably the leading scorer in the ball game. He'll connect on the second as well. That's lead to 9 at 33-24. Hazard will enter the lineup for Coach Simmons. Panthers will hold for one. Hazard will run the point. He clears the timeline at 16 seconds. He'll be guarded by Harbaugh. Pretty good matchup, I think, if you're the Panthers.
Nice pass.
Hopton inside. Misses the easy one. Rebounded by Harrison. At the buzzer. Lawson shot off the mark. So we'll go to half with a 9-point lead on the part of the Panthers, 33-24. Stay tuned for Clark Chevrolet, Diverter Funeral Home Halftime Show. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back to our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home Halftime Show. It's a 9-point lead for the Panthers at halftime. And I think from an offensive standpoint, Jake, Coach Simmons has to be pretty pleased. Got some good work off the bench by Ian Kyle. Good offense later in the half. Led by 9, 18-9. But Duggar, with some firepower from beyond the 3-point arc, closed that gap pretty quick. But Panthers did a nice job of closing the half on a positive note and have seized momentum. And I would not be surprised, as you and I talked earlier, to see whether it be pressure, just a little bit more up-tempo here in the second half. I don't think I've seen that Duggar can guard the Panthers in a transition ball game.
Yeah, that's something Coach Simmons might make. Duggar is not very deep. They've only played six players in the first half, compared to the Riverton Park Panthers. I think that the Riverton's played about seven players. And so if you have some depth over your opponent, seven or eight players that you can play, you might want to try to up-tempo the game. But I credit Duggar. I mean, they were down and out. It looked like they were going to be down and out of the game, and they made some shots and got down, I think it was in three. Yep. Coach Simmons calls a timeout to try to weather the storm, to calm the guys down, and they came out and executed well after that timeout. In the first quarter, it was 12-7. The Panthers scored 21 points in the second quarter, while Duggar scored 17. So definitely something that Coach Simmons was wanting, some more scoring to get his team going, and they responded after a run, which is that's something you want to see as a coach.
And interesting enough, you talk about 21-17, a lot of offense in the second quarter. There were no points scored for the first 2 minutes and 15
yes.
seconds of that quarter. So a lot in the latter stages of the quarter. Let's talk about something else that I alluded to earlier, distributing the basketball. I think the Panthers have done a much better job of that. They've had some half-court sets that have worked just the way that you set them up and have done a nice job of sharing the basketball, distributing the basketball, and they've exceeded that 4 average that they have per game.
Very much so. I mean, they've executed very well in the half court. You know, Coach Simmons, I don't know what he was running prior to, opted for the flex offense to start the game. They ran that well. Then they ran a little 5-out motion offense, and they ran a few sets that executed very well, got some shots under the basket, some good passing from the wing, and they've had some transition points. You know, Jonathan Verasco hasn't scored a lot in the game, hasn't really shot a lot in the game, but he's affected the game by with his passing and with some play. He had definitely 2 assists in the full court, and I think he had 1 in the half court. So definitely something I think Coach Simmons is very happy of with his squad, and I think they can build on this here in the second half and also something to work on throughout the season.
Once again, we are at halftime of our Clark Chevrolet DeVerter Funeral Home halftime show here at Ruder Park High School, 33-24 in favor of the Panthers. Let's take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics from the first half here at River Park High School on 104.9 WAXI.
This shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team, making quality plastics since 1969. Future Rex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900. Or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Futurex Industries.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, All-Stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even All-Stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
Welcome back to Ruder Park High School. Both teams have headed back to the floor for about a 4-minute warm-up session. Jake, how about statistics from the first half?
First half statistics here tonight, Jim. We have a score of a 33-24 in a park lead. It was 12-7 at the end of the first quarter. Riverton scored 21 in the second quarter. Duggar had 17 in the second quarter. Leading the way for the Panthers is Logan Harrison. He was 4-5 from the field with 8 points, 5 rebounds. He has a little more of an older type of game. Definitely some hooks in the paint and did an excellent job there in the post. Also scoring for the Panthers was Ian Kyle had 7 points. Pearson Barton had 7 points. Jonathan Verasco had 4 points. And Brandon Hazard had 3 points. For the Panthers, they were 11-16 from the 2-point range. They were just 69%. 2-7 from the 3-point range, which is 29%, and 5-9 from the line, which is 56%. Duggar, they were led by Mason Boyd. He's led the all scorers here this evening with 14 points. He was 1-6 from 2, 3 from 3, 3 for 3 from 3, and 3-3 up the line. He had 3 rebounds. Also contributing for the Duggar Bulldogs was Ben Dobbins with 4 points, 3 boards. Blake Simpson chipped in with a 3, and Braden Robertson chipped in with a 2. From 2-point field goals, Duggar has struggled. They were 4 of 19, which is 21%, but they were 4 of 6 from 3, which is 67%, and 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Those are your statistics here in the first half, Jim. Riverton Park leads 33-24.
Thank you, Jake. We still have a little bit of time. So let's run through girls basketball in the Wabash River Conference. Currently, North Vermillion at the top of the conference standings with a 3-0 record. Seager at 5-1. South Vermillion at 1-1. Park Heritage 1-2, as is Covington. Attica, one of the preseason favorites, have yet to play a conference game. Fountain Central 0-2, and Riverton Park 0-3. Girls action this past week on Saturday, December the 8th. Lady Falcons 64-31 over Duggar. Park Heritage 4 better than North Putnam 44-40. On Monday night, Attica knocks off South Newton 48-42. In a WRC matchup, a couple of them, what would have been an outstanding game up at Seeger. The Lady Patriots, 5 better than Park Heritage, 47-42. And South Vermillion, a nice road win. At Covington, 72-33, probably a little easier than most thought. Central Catholic, 67-18 over Fountain Central on Thursday. Attica in overtime. Beats North White by 8, 56-48. Marshall, 14 better than South Vermillion. Marshall of Illinois, 56-42. Park Heritage with a conference win over Riverton Park, 44-38. That must have been an awful good ball game. And Seeger continues their winning ways at 50-29 over Rossville. Well, that's going to wrap up our Clark Chevrolet, the Verter Funeral Home halftime show. When we come back, we'll be set for second half action on 104.9 at WASI.
Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DeVerterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. DeVerter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Futurex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Futurex Industries.
To Riverton Park High School to be Panther basketball to start second half. Coach Simmons will send Barnes, Hazard, Lawson, Harrison, and Verosco. We're going to see a half-court trap. 1-3, I should say half-court trap. We're going to see a 1-3-1. We'll see whether the Bulldogs choose to trap. Yes, they do. The ball comes into the front court. No problem for the Panthers. Hazard on the floor, off glass. Shot won't go. Offensive rebound, Harrison. Put back good. That gets him in double digits at 10. Matches the largest lead of the night for Riverton Park. It's at 11, 35-24. For the Bulldogs, Boyd, Dobbins. Dobbins on the low post. He's going to be called for the double dribble. Good defense by Harrison. Robertson, Harbaugh, and Simpson. Five they started the ball game with. And we've got stoppage of play. Guess it might have been a clock issue. Gonna run a couple more seconds off the clock. It'll remain Panther basketball. Verosco over the top of the defense to Lawson. Get past Barnes. Barnes works to his right. It's now Hazard on baseline. His jumper good. Just inside the three-point line. Two quick buckets for the Panthers here to begin second half play. And it's going to be a turnover for the Bulldogs, as the pass went off the hands of Boyd.
So far, a tale of two different starts. Riverton Park has 5 points here on two possessions, and Duggar has two turnovers on two possessions.
Well, I thought this 1-3-1 might be short-lived, and we do see a switch in this possession. Verosco open and stops the key. He drains the three. And Coach Kinneman's going to use a timeout. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. It's a 60-second timeout. We'll take one as well, as The 9-point lead at halftime is up to 17 for the Panthers, 41-24 on 104.9 WXI.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back to Riverton Park High School. Nice start to the second half for the Panthers, as they have scored the first eight of the second half to lead 41-27. Ball knocked loose out front. Robertson picks it up. His drive and shot won't go. Give Harrison another rebound. He finds Jonathan on the baseline. Barnes wide open. Drive. Shot off glass. No good. He's going to be called for the foul. You see it a lot. Miss a shot you feel like you ought to make. And over-aggressive with the rebound. Not sure what transpired on the floor, but a little discussion between player and official. Bulldogs into the front court. Robinson on point to Dobbins. Dobbins with the right hand. Puts the shot down. He's been a very respectable player on the low post with his back to the basket tonight. Barnes fires the three. His shot short. Long rebound, Robinson.
I think that's what Coach Simmons wanted there. Little quick three, executing well so far.
Foul on the drive will come on Barnes.
Foul on Barnes is third.
It was Boyd with the dribble to the baseline. Simpson looking to inbound. Ball comes in late to Dobbins. Spin move. Shot with the left hand. No good. Offensive put back. Won't go. Rebound to Verosco. Up the floor to Hopton. DJ replaced Barnes at the last dead ball. Good ball reversal. Hazard for three. This shot on the way up looks good. It is good. It's a three. Give him nine in the ball game.
Good ball movement there. Well-executed offense between the ball on both sides of the floor. Another assist. Got Hazard open for a three on the wing. Knocked it down, 44-26, Panthers.
Right, Robertson about steps back into the backcourt again. As he attacks, he gets the ball to Harbaugh. Harbaugh with the basket. It's a three-pointer. Quickly up the floor. Harrison with the shot. It won't go. Good work on the boards by Lawson. He comes up with the rebound. Now Verosco with the drive and shot. No good. Dobbins with the rebound. Outlet near side to Boyd. Boyd will slow things up once he gets into the front court. He'll use a screen from Dobbins. A little pick and roll. Dobbins fires a three. It's off the mark. Lawson with another rebound to Hopton. Send it out front to Verosco, back to Hopton, wide open in the corner, shot won't go. Offensive rebound, Harrison, put back is good. With Harrison 12. And a steal on the inbound pass by Hopton. He gets the bucket. He's fouled on the shot. That'll send him to the free throw line.
smart play by Hopton. He shot that three in the corner. Great job by Harrison. Got his eighth rebound of the night and put back basket. And then Hopton stayed with the play. Duggar tried to get the ball inbounds quickly. Hopton made the steal, made the two, got fouled.
Largest lead of the ball game for the Panthers. They lead by 20, 49-29. We're at the midway point of quarter number three. Pass deflected out of bounds by Lawson. It'll remain Duggar basketball. We'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 North of Belmore. Your hometown proud IJ stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI TV.
Good pass.
Depend on News 10 WTHI coverage you can count on. And Dale Warnock Chevrolet in Rockville. Good pass from Hazard. Shot by Hopton. Comes up short. Now Duggar in transition. Harbaugh will fire a three. It's good. They've shown they can shoot the ball tonight, Jake. They've had three or four players knock down threes. Question for me is their ability to play on the defensive end of the floor. Hazard for three off the heel of the rim. Long rebound, Harbaugh. This pass backwards to Robertson. Robertson's pass going to be picked off by Hazard, and it's going to be a jump ball in front of the Duggar bench. It will be Duggar basketball.
A lot of action there, Jim. Duggar makes a three. Riven shot a little quick three, I thought, on the offensive side. Duggar gets the rebound, pushes the ball. I'll turn it over there.
Good step in defensively by Lawson to pick off the pass. And now Verosco has his pass deflected, picked up by Dobbins. Kicks it to Boyd. Boyd for three. His shot good. We have a couple of players on the floor. One from each team. We have a stoppage of play. Let's take a Valley Pro Construction timeout at 2:52, 49-35 in favor of Riverton Park. We'll be back in 60 seconds on 104.9 WAXI.
Overpeck Gas has a perfect gift for your family, friends, or maybe someone you know who could use a boost this Christmas. Give the gift of gas. Help a loved one by making a pledge towards their account. Any dollar amount will be accepted. It's up to you. Call Overpeck Gas today. It's the gift they will remember. Merry Christmas from Overpeck Gas in Marshall, 765-597-2201, and Covington, 765-793-2501.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Back to live action. Ball comes into Hazard, into the front court. Good ball movement by the Panthers. Pass on the backside to Barnes. Atkinson shut off on baseline. Back to Barnes. In paint. His runner good. Gives him nine in the ball game. So you've got six players for the Panthers with 7 points or more. You have to like that balance, Jake. Boyd works against Barnes. Pass across the lane. He gets it back. He fires the three. He's fouled on the shot. That'll send him to the free throw line. Second time he's been fouled on the three-point attempt. I think Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center in the Rockville IGA, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, and Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. First free throw rolls off the rim for Boyd. It's going to be Kyle and Harrison for the Panthers. Robertson will return to the lineup for Duggar. But Boyd did not miss a free throw until this trip. Currently 0 for 2. So a chance for the hat trick, but not the hat trick you're looking for if you're the shooter. He does make the third. That's the lead to 15 at 51-36. Popping on the baseline to Hazard out front to Kyle. Good ball reversal.
Good spacing, good movement. Panthers running some good offensive sets and movement here in this game.
I like how quick they're moving the ball, and I like how quick they're moving without the basketball. Atkinson wide open at the top of the key. Good look. Jumper won't go. Rebound Boyd. You know, good sharp cuts as
yep.
they pass the basketball. They're looking to attack the basket, hopefully get a step on the defense to get a pass for an easy one. In the post to Bibb. Across the lane, Dobbins. Dobbins' jumper is good.
Come on, defense.
Lead at 13, 51-38. Hazard through the defense, gets the layup. Second time we've seen that. He just kind of splits two, ducks under, lays it up and in. Gets him in double digits. He has 11 in the ball game. Harrison, the leading scorer, with 12. Simpson on the dribble, works up the right side. On baseline, his runner hits the side of the backboard. Rebounded by Harrison. Harrison to Kyle, up the floor to Hopton. Nice pass to Atkinson. His shot blocked, but good work on the boards by Harrison. He cleans things up. He finishes. He'll head to the free throw line.
Great fast break there. Well executed by Riven and Park. They push the ball down the sideline. Definitely something they've practiced. They got Atkinson running down the floor. Got a great delivery. Didn't make the shot, but Harrison there hustling down the floor as well. Gets his ninth rebound, 14 points of the ball game.
Free throw is off the mark. And a foul out front on Hopton. I thank Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga. And the Walsh Law Offices in Covington and Clinton. We're down to 30 seconds here in quarter number three. Duggar with the basketball. Near side, Gilstrap to Robertson. On the baseline to Bibb, back to Robertson on the low post. He draws a triple team. Able to get the ball to Bibb. Bibb gets the shot in paint, draws the contact. That'll send him to the free throw line. Atkinson's going to pick up his second foul of the ball game. Free throw good by Bibb. Cuts the lead to 14 at 55-41. Last shot of the quarter will come from the Panthers. A high pick and roll between Hazard and Harrison. Shot by Hazard won't go. Rebound Robertson. That'll be the end of three. 14-point lead as we head to quarter four, 55-41 in favor of Riverton Park. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Welcome back as we get set to resume live action. 8 minutes remain in this one. Assuming we settle things in regulation, it will be Panther basketball to begin this quarter. Verosco, Hazard, Lawson, Harrison, and Kyle. Coach Simmons. Simpson, Robertson, Dobbins, and Bibb. And we have a new player.
Final score is 5-9-4-9.
Good pass from Kyle to Harrison. Logan unable to finish. It's Jaden Merlay, freshman, into the ballgame for the first time. Bib to Dobbins. Dobbins on baseline. His jumper good. He hits that double-digit mark. He has 10. Roscoe open for three. It's off the mark. Rebound by Bib.
$68.
Robertson crossover dribble out front, draws the contact, nothing called. Good defense by Kyle. It's a shot by Robertson's off the mark. Give Kyle the rebound. He draws the foul on Robertson. I didn't think we'd see Boyd on the bench for long. He returns after a 1 minute break. He replaces Merlay.
Defense!
Skip on the backside to Verosco. Lawson on the baseline. Penetrate, kick. Lawson for three. His shot off the mark. Ball's loose. We'll say last touch by Duggar. Hazard to inbound. I'd like to thank Overpit Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy, and Marshall and Covington. Ryan Luce, your local State Farm insurance in Clinton. Harrison with the left hand. Rolls all over the rim. Curls out, rebounded by Duggar. Pass up the floor by Boyd.
You know, Harrison, one of the things I've liked about him, he tries to use both hands, right and left hand. He reminds me of good friend of mine and former player, B. Cobb. He likes to do that a lot. And I wonder if he's worked with him some on that low post move.
I'll bet he has. Hazard on baseline. Nice pass. Harrison on the receiving end gets the basket. He continues to lead the Panthers with 16. He stands at 14, 57-43. Dobbins from 15. Shot won't go. Harrison with the rebound. Give him a double-double. I believe it's Dobbins with the foul. That will be the fifth on Duggar. Excuse me, the fourth on the team here in the second half. Third on Dobbins. Up the right side, drop-off pass from Verosco to Harrison. They're going to say last touch by Douglas. It'll remain Panther basketball. Sure what the discussion is, but they get it taken care of. We're ready to resume play. Ball comes into Lawson. Backside to Kyle. He'll reset the offense. And
yep.
Hazard shuffles the feet and turns the ball over.
Brandon's done a great job moving without the ball. He's had some opportunities. He's caught, passed, and shoot for a three, and also drove it in the lane. And that one he caught, and he was real undecided how he wanted to attack, and definitely shuffled his feet there.
Robertson with a drive and shot. It won't go as he tries to pass backside after the offensive rebound. It goes off a Riverton Park player. Simpson. He sends the ball into Dobbins, puts it on the floor, works to his right, shot up, it won't go. He draws the foul on Myers. Jalen Myers, a 6'4 senior. getting his first time on the floor tonight. Picks up his first foul. Dobbins connects on the first free throw. I thank BJ Electronics, your Viasat, authorized retailer in Rockville, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma area. Second free throw off the mark. Ball loose, finally picked up by Lawson. To Verasco, now Hazard. Good ball movement by the Panthers. In no hurry. You know, that's one of the things I would say tonight, Jake. I think they've been a lot more patient than we typically see them. Lawson's three won't go, and patience will typically get you higher percentage of shots, and,
yeah,
and we've seen the Panthers shoot much better tonight.
I would agree with that, and they've reversed the ball very well. I mean, they've got they were in that four out, one in. They're trying to get a cut off the wing, and they just move that ball so fluidly, showing great poise and patience, working both sides, and getting good opportunities when you do that.
I might also throw out there, I think very unselfish tonight,
yep,
too. They really look to make that extra pass to each other.
You know, that assist category is going to be way different in tonight's game.
Absolutely.
Than it has been throughout the season. I mean, they're have to be in double figures by this point. Just great job moving the basketball.
Boyd at the free throw line for a one-on-one. His shot comes up short. It's rebounded by Verasco. Jonathan walks the ball into the front court. They'll get it back on the near wing out front to Hopton. Continue to work the ball side to side. Tomorrow night, WXI will be on the air once again as we will be at North Vermillion, home of the Falcons, as they will play a non-conference contest.
Thank you.
Against Southmont, Mounties of the Sagamore Conference. It'll be Stephen and myself tomorrow night to bring you that broadcast.
Can we get a little JV action on that one?
We'll report the JV game. How's
okay.
that, buddy? Hey, we'll mic up the JV.
All right,
show.
All
How's
right,
that
all
go?
Right.
Speaking of JV, it was a nice win for the Riverton Park JV team tonight. Three-point basket by Verasco is good. I guess Jonathan in double figures, the third player. He has 10. Opportunity for two or three others to get double figures as well tonight.
Again, great shot created by great ball movement. Ball swinging around the perimeter, reversing the ball well. Jonathan, defense sagged off of him, got an opportunity, knocked it down.
Dobbins with a nice move on the baseline. He draws the foul. Foul will be on Atkinson. That's his third. Eighth on the team. Dobbins will get two free throws. He connects on the first. I thank T2X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Second free throw short. Rebound, Atkinson. On the far side, Hopton. He brings it near side to Barnes. Now Hazard with the basketball. You would expect to see some pretty good patience right now by the Panthers. They continue to try to break down the defense. And they're going to get a layup, however. Not an uncontested layup, but a good move by Barnes. Doesn't finish with the left hand. This time Hazard picks the pass off up the floor to Hopton. His layup's good. Give Hazard another assist. A lot of contributions, a lot of balance tonight for this Panther ball club.
Yeah, it's got seven people who score tonight. Good shot there by Dobbins.
Tough shot from 17. Kind of a fadeaway jumper. The 15-point lead for the Panthers. We'll go under the two-minute mark in this possession. In the post, Myers gets the basket. That's pretty popular with the crowd. Not a young man that we typically see get a lot of minutes. So congratulations to him with that basket. A couple of shots put up by Duggar, no good. It's now the Panthers on the move. Hopton for three in the corner. His shot long, rebound Simpson. They turn the ball over. And Hazard will slow things up, walk it into the front court. We're down to a minute and 15. On the perimeter, ball poked away, picked up by Hopton. Barnes with the post feed. And they'll say it was last touched by Myers. It will be Duggar basketball. Hotel substitution. Try to pick him up for you. You'll probably have to help me here, buddy. Number 40, we have no 40.
That'd be Landon Hollingsworth, I believe, Jim. JV player.
Ryan Spur, number 34.
And we have Hayden Gilstrap.
Hayden Gilstrap.
We've got a host of Bulldogs in as well.
It's Boyd with the basketball. He's guarded by Atkinson. Crossover dribble. Wants to take the three. Gets it to Harbaugh. Harbaugh puts up a tough shot. Put back in the paint. Won't go for Duggar. Rebound for Spur. Near side Gilstrap. Spur fires a three. His shot short. And rebound finally pulled down by Harbaugh. And Harbaugh is fouled. That'll send him to the free throw line. That will be on Spur, his first.
Spur, number 34, foul is first. 20 to the line.
The Panthers will go to 1-5 on the year. Looking to get on a run here before tournament time. As the first Financial Wabash Valley Classic will take place the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. The opponent for Ribbon of Park will be Sullivan in the opening round. Obviously a tall task. Sullivan, as most years, a very good basketball team. I believe they're off to a 4-0 start. The baseline. He dribbles. Now sends it on the post to Myers. Back to Spur. Good sportsmanship there. He could have taken the shot.
Yeah,
he doesn't get a lot of minutes, but I like that.
Yeah.
He decides to hold the ball, run the clock out. That's good basketball right there.
Yeah,
Panthers pick up their first win of the year, 64-48. Over Duggar. Stay tuned for a Fountain Trust postgame show. We'll be right back on 104.9 WASI.
Hi, this is Doug Weishide of the Fountain Trust Company. We understand that buying or building your dream home is one of the most important investments you will ever make. Our experienced lending team takes the time to learn about you and provides a mortgage to fit your specific needs. Visit us online or stop by one of our 15 banking locations for more information. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's a baking sale this week at your hometown proud Rockville and Clinton IGAs. Look for a 4-pound bag of C&H sugar, $1.88. IGA large white eggs, 77 cents a dozen. Prairie Farms butter, $2.99 a pound. Plus assorted pork chops, $1.29 a pound. And extra large seedless grapes, $1.79 a pound. That's just a sample of the savings all this week at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the high school basketball postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights.
The postgame show is brought to you by the Fountain Trust Company.
You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 104.9 WAXI and streaming at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Welcome back to our Fountain Trust postgame show at Riverton Park High School. Once again, 64-48 is your final. Panthers pick up their first win on the year. So congratulations to Coach Simmons and his basketball team. I'll be honest with you, I liked a lot of things the Panthers did tonight, and quite honestly, this Duggar Ball Club was a little bit better than I anticipated they would be tonight, Jake. They have three players that I wouldn't mind having on my team that I think could contribute in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Dobbins, Robertson, and Boyd, I think, are very solid basketball players, and was impressed with Duggar tonight. They competed at a high level, but not good enough as the Panthers probably put their most complete game together in terms of definitely on the offensive end. Defensively, they may have played a little bit better against the Falcons earlier on, but they were very solid on that end of the floor as well.
Yeah, very important for them win for the Riverton Park Panthers tonight. It was a very enjoyable game to watch and to call. Both teams played hard, played well, a lot of scoring in the game. Good execution by both squads, I thought. Riverton Park ran a lot of great sets. Good job on the offensive and defensive boards by Logan Harrison this evening. He had 10 rebounds. I thought he played well. A lot of people contributed for the Panthers. You know, they had 6 guys score tonight. Almost five of them were in double figures. And then Duggar, they showed a lot of promise as well. The Dobbins kid did an excellent job of trying to get in his own shot down the post. He had 6 of 13, shot for 14 points tonight. And then the Boyd, he was reminding me of another Boyd who used to play down there at Duggar, Brody Boyd. He could shoot it from deep, and just a well-complete game. I enjoyed watching both teams here tonight.
Absolutely, I did too. And I think the test now for the Panthers after getting the first win, your celebration needs to be short-lived. You need to take the positives from tonight, and there needs to be some carryover tomorrow night. They go on the road to play a decent North Putnam ball club. Did not do the game on the radio when Park Heritage played North Putnam. From what I heard, was a pretty good game through three quarters, and Park Heritage pulled away in the fourth. But if the Panthers play like this tomorrow night, they can have success on the road against North Putnam.
Yeah, I don't see why not, especially how they move the ball from side to side of the court. When they were in that 4-out-1-in set, did a great job and very patient and picked their spots, got the shots that they wanted to get, and ran. They started off in flex, and you know they need to tighten some things up on the defensive side of the ball, I believe, to compete at the level that Coach Simmons wants them to compete at. But overall, showed a lot of promise here in this game, and I wouldn't have no reason to doubt that they'll have some success tomorrow night.
Well, and a win tomorrow night gives you two in a row heading into tournament time, gives you some momentum. You know, going down to the first Financial Wabash Valley Classic, you're going in as an underdog against Sullivan. Sullivan, one of the teams that people figure can make some noise down there in the tournament. And you know, a lot of times it's easier to go down there and play as the underdog. I think especially when you've got some talent, there's some talent on this Riverton Park basketball team. And if you underestimate what they bring to the table, you can find yourself getting knocked off early against them.
Yeah, the Riverton Park's a type of team. If you're, you know, for Sullivan, they're definitely the favorite team in the matchup between Riverton Park. But definitely, they're a type of team where they can hang around in a game and they can make some plays. And you don't want to be in a game like that with a team like Riverton because they got some competitors over there and some guys who can contribute in a lot of different ways. And that's a sign of promised nucleus team that Coach Simmons has to navigate throughout the season.
We mentioned it. Two players average double figures for Coach Simmons in Jonathan Verosco at 13 and Brandon Hazard at 10, but nice balance tonight. You put three players in double figures, two more with 9, one with 7, and if you can do that on a nightly basis, I think you really disrupt the defensive game plan of other teams, and you know, that could really become a factor down there in that tournament. We'll take the first break on our Fountain Trust postgame show. We come back, we'll take a look at statistics. We have three postgame awards to hand out, and we'll see if Coach Simmons doesn't get over here and do a little interview with us. So we'll be right back from River Park High School at 104.9 WAXI.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201, or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to our Fountain Trust post-game show. Once again, your final score, Riverton Park, 64. Duggar Union, 48. Jake, let's take a look at statistics from tonight's ball game.
Yeah, as you just said there, Jim, Riverton Park scored 64 points in the ball game versus Duggar's 48. Riverton was up 12-7 at the end of the first quarter, 33-24 at half. Riverton chipped in with 22 points in the third quarter, Duggar 17. In the fourth quarter, Riverton Park had 9 points, Duggar had 7. Leading the way tonight for the Panthers was Logan Harrison, Jr. He did most of his damage in the paint, 16 points, 10 rebounds, an excellent game from him, a double-double.
Charlie.
He was 8 of 12 from 2 and did an excellent job there in the post. Also chipping in for the Panthers was Brandon Hazard, had 11 points, 2 rebounds, followed by Jonathan Verasco, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Pearson Barnes had 9 points, B.J. Hopton had 9 points, me and Kyle had 7 points. From the field tonight, from 2, Riverton Park shot 57% from 2. From 3, they shot 30%, and from free throw line, they were 60%. They were 20 of 35 from 2, 6 of 20 from 3, and 6 of 10 from the free throw line. For Duggar, they were led by Mason Boyd, who was the high scorer of the night's game. He had 17 points. Of those 17, he had 3 3-pointers. Was 4 of 8 from the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 2, and 3 of 4 from 3. He also had 3 rebounds. Also for Duggar, they had Ben Dobbins, who had a solid game in the post, had 14 points, 6 rebounds. He was 6 of 13 from the field. Also contributing for Duggar was Alex Harbaugh. He had 9 points. 2 of those were 3-pointers. Blake Simpson had 3 points, and Alex Abib had 3 points. They were 10 of 35. Duggar was 10 of 35 from the field, with 29% from the two-point range, that is, and 6 of 10 from 3. 60% from 3 was their average, and 10 of 18 for the free-throw line, which was 56%. Those are your statistics here tonight, Jim. I didn't keep track of assists, but Riverton Park had several assists tonight, definitely from Brandon Hazard and Jonathan Verasco. Probably had 4 or 5 assists close to each in tonight's ball game, and so the Panthers coming out top, a good win for Mitch Simmons and the squad, 64-48.
I think that's a good point, Jake, because, you know, those are your two leading scorers on the team, and I think they really made a concentrated effort tonight to get everybody involved offensively, and I think for you and I, that's something that really stood out, that unselfishness and the balance that they had tonight, along with the ball movement and the willingness to make that extra pass. It's time for our 3 post-game awards. Our Player of the Game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton, goes to 6'4 sophomore, the big man in the middle, Logan Harrison. 16 points tonight, 10 rebounds, a double-double. Congratulations, Logan Harrison, our Andrews Heating and Cooling Player of the Game. Your High Energy Player of the Game, sponsored by Park County REMC, goes to junior guard Brandon Hazard, 11 points. We figure right around that, 5 assists. Always plays with a lot of energy, and his level of energy can't help but to speed everybody else up on the floor. Once again, congratulations, Brandon Hazard, our Park County REMC High Energy Player of the Game. And your 6-man Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family Dealerships in Clinton. That's going to go to junior guard B.J. Hopton off the bench, 9 points tonight. Very solid on both ends of the floor, and once again, very active, played with a high level of energy. Congratulations, B.J. Hopton. Is your Jackson Family Dealerships 6-man Spark Plug Player of the game. Well, the win tonight for Riverton Park runs their record to 1-5. Duggar Union falls to 1-7. Riverton Park back on the hardwood tomorrow night as they will travel to North Putnam. So good luck to the Panthers tomorrow night as they go on the road. Tomorrow night, the WXI crew, Stephen and myself, will be at North Vermillion for a non-conference contest. They'll entertain the Southmont Mounties. We'll come on air at approximately 7:15, 7:20, 7:30, somewhere in that area, depending on the length of that JV contest. Unfortunately, here at Riverton Park, folks, we have no cell service, so our ability to get, and interesting enough, I just got a text come through, Jake. I don't know how. I've got one bar. Came from my son, and this is halftime at Terre Haute South and South Vermillion. A little different pace of play. 43-42.
Wow.
Terre Haute South with a one-point lead at half. South Vermillion in some foul trouble, but hanging around against Terre Haute South. So, Jake, as always, pleasure working with you.
Likewise.
Look forward to it here. I don't think I guess it'll be next Friday night.
I'll
look up again for a boy-girl doubleheader at Park Heritage High School. Lee back in the studio, fantastic job as always, sweetheart. We appreciate all of our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. Thank those of you who tuned in tonight and invite you to join us once again tomorrow night for Southmont at North Vermillion. Our game of the week, Friday night basketball from Riverton Park goes to the Panthers. They get the first win of the year, 64-48 over Duggar Union on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weishide of the Fountain Trust Company.
You have savings goals. The Fountain Trust Company has savings solutions. Whether you're saving for a down payment on your first house, a new car, or your dream vacation, Dream Fund is the perfect savings solution to help you make your dream a reality. With a competitive rate and just $200 to open, Dream Fund is designed to help you reach your savings goal. Stop by your local Fountain Trust Banking Center to learn more about the Dream Fund. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's a baking sale this week at your hometown proud Rockville and Clinton IGAs. Look for a 4-pound bag of C&H sugar, $1.88. IGA large white eggs, 77 cents a dozen. Prairie Farms butter, $2.99 a pound. Plus assorted pork chops, $1.29 a pound. And extra large seedless grapes, $1.79 a pound. That's just a sample of the savings all this week at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Hi, I'm Bill, but thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic, my electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
The postgame show has been presented by the Fountain Trust Company, serving families in Fountain, Montgomery, Tippecanoe, and Park counties. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for more great high school basketball all season long here on WAXI, the home for exciting high school sports and playing the greatest hits of all time, 104.9 WAXI. And streaming live at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.